Hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Joe Fabozzi?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Officer Dave Sweely. I'm with the Mount Laurel Police Department.
Yeah, can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Hello, Officer Sweely. What can I do for you?
Hi, good morning. So I'm a school resource officer here in Mount Laurel, and the principal at Hillside School contacted me this morning in regards to a voice message that you left for her.
Yes, I have it recorded. Did you get to hear it?
Yes, I did. I heard it. So, and I know that they've also forwarded me, I guess, prior emails that you've been communication with members of the PTO for that school. So.
Yes.
So your phone call today, which was vulgar in nature, was alarming and concerning to the principal and the superintendent, and they asked that I contact you and advise you that you are to cease and desist any and all communication with the school and the PTO, and if you continue to have any more communication with them, then they may pursue a criminal complaint against you.
The word fuck
okay.
Isn't really.
Well, anybody.
Hey,
can,
so how do they get a request?
Yeah,
you
they. I'm sorry. I think you're.
How do I pursue my OPR request then?
The only
OPR
request can only. Well, your OPR request would have to go through a government agency. When a report
the
is
school
board? Filed
not
on
the school
record.
Board. Is the school board?
No. No, it would have to be a law enforcement agency, a government-type agency. So, I mean...
So how do I get the name of the teacher for my tort?
I don't know. Maybe you can speak to a counsel that can provide you information on how you would get the information that you're looking for. Maybe it can give you some legal advice on how to go about filing a lawsuit against them if you like.
How come you aren't investigating the mother who falsely accused me of child molestation? I mean,
well, because that matter was referred to CPMP. Initially, when that matter was reported to the school is required when they hear a possible allegation of child abuse, they're required to report the matter to Child Protective Services, and then that information gets investigated by DCPMP, and they're the investigating agency on those initial complaints. So if there would have been
Child abuse? You don't investigate child abuse?
Yes, we do when it's reported to us.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm reporting to you right now that Jennifer told that little girl to lie and say I finger banged her, and I didn't. You already know that. That's child abuse. You can't teach a little girl about finger banging.
Okay. I don't know whether or not that's the case or not.
So will you investigate? No, wait. I just informed you of a crime. Are you going to investigate it?
No, I'm not going to investigate that.
Yeah, I believe you're discriminating against me because I'm a white male. Because if this was a Puerto Rican female like Jennifer Holland, you would do all the investigating.
Not true. I mean, if you want to come to our police station,
then why aren't
you
investigating
about it?
I just informed you of a crime. Why aren't you investigating it?
That she made a false report? Is that what you're asking me to investigate?
Yes, she made a false 28-3, unsworn false statement to authorities.
How do you have proof that she made that statement?
Oh, I have an open request from Waretown and Terrence Campbell. I have the video, Terrence Campbell. Of DCPMP
right.
Admits it on the video.
Okay, and
Jennifer,
I also understand
said that mommy told me to say it.
Okay, and I understand that you've already filed a complaint in this matter, a citizen complaint in Waretown. So that matter is currently under review as far as her filing a false police report.
Now, there's confusion on that because we don't know where she filed it, and nobody will tell me. And the court clerk in Waretown, what did they say to me? I have to find that out. Did she make the claim in Mount Laurel? Did she make the claim in Manahawkin? I'm very sure she did not make the claim in Waretown.
I don't know about anything about that. I just know that an allegation was reported to school staff. They did what they were supposed to do as far as calling Child Protective Services. Child Protective Services did their initial investigation. They made a determination that it was unfounded. So there's no reason for Child Protective Services to contact the police department to do a further investigation. So that's where it's at. It stopped at that point. My main reasoning for calling you today is just to advise you to stop communication with the school, because they no longer, you don't have any business calling the school. You don't live here. You don't have a child in the school. You're not a guardian of a child in the school, and they don't want you
communicating with them anymore. Oh, my business is they falsely accused me of child molestation. One of the teachers put that child up to it along with the mom. What did the school do? You tell me.
The school did not falsely accuse you. They received information from a child, and they forwarded it to the appropriate agency that they're required to do. They do that all the time. That's part of their responsibility.
So how did it go from me giving the baby a piggyback ride on my back at Walmart to me finger banging her? Like her dad, Father Joseph Dunkowski, told me that's what the mom told her to say. Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
Like
I
think your
no
cease
idea.
And desist is really weak. You're discriminating against me because I'm a white male.
Not true. I'm just telling you.
Yes, true. If I was a Puerto Rican female, you would assist me. Look at all the assistance you gave Jennifer Olin, the Puerto Rican female, and all the females that work at the school. You're giving me a cease and desist.
How about they cease and desist
accusing me of child molestation?
I have not given any assistance to Miss Olin. I've never spoken to her.
Your department has. DCPP has, and the school has.
Okay. And from this department, has anything?
I won't call them anymore, but I think their complaint, the cease and desist call, is really weak considering what they accused me of falsely. I could have spent the rest of my life in jail getting raped by people with AIDS, but for something I didn't do.
And DCPP
so if I said fuck
did their,
a couple times.
Right. DCPP did their investigation. They determined it to be unfounded. There's no reason for you to contact the school going forward. Okay?
What's your name again, sir? I'm going to write it down.
Patrolman Sweely, Sweely.
What's your badge number, sir?
99.
And are we in agreement that as long as I don't email the PTO or call the school, there will be no charges? Or are they going
to
charge
you? Don't do any, they do not want to charge you. As of April 1st, 2022, 10:39 a.m., I'm telling you that as long as you cease all communication with the school, you don't show up at any events that you're not
I can't go to the school board meeting to complain about.
I mean,
school board
my understanding
is a public
that
event.
My understanding that the school board meetings are open to the public, so use your discretion
Let's do this. Would you get back to me before? But would you please get
what
back
you
to
asking me?
I intend on putting this up at the school board meeting. Am I allowed
okay.
to do that
will,
because it's a public
I will
meeting?
Let, I will let the,
or
will let the superintendent.
Charges against me if I do that.
I will let the
let
superintendent
know.
Know.
Says, yes,
I don't
I can.
Know. I don't know what his answer is going to be. It's my understanding that school board meetings are open to the public. So, what was your question?
I'd like to come and voice my opinion about what happened.
Okay. Well, definitive answer for you, whether or not you are allowed to go to an open school board meeting, and I will get back to you.
You heard the message. Yeah, I didn't make any threats. I just said that I called him an F in disgrace.
Right, and you
and
heard,
I mean,
you hear what
I
said. I
don't know how to say.
Your voice message left to the principal in her mind and the superintendent's mind was alarming and concerning to them in nature. So that's why they
was
asked
it alarming
me
and concerning to you, sir?
That's why they asked me to communicate with you. I'm not giving you my opinion.
But you deal with bad guys who are dangerous all the time. Was it alarming and concerning to you?
I'm not giving you my opinion on this. All right, I'm
yes, sir.
Relaying a message that they asked to relay to you, and it sounds to me like you've comprehended it, and there's nothing else that we need to communicate.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
And you'll get back to me
yeah.
whether I can attend the school board meeting, please.
Yes, I will. I'm going to call the superintendent right now if he's available to speak to me, and then I will call you right back.
Thank
okay?
you and goodbye.
All right.
Yes.